Blog Talk Radio.
I'm on my daddy, baby. What? I know you love me, baby. Yeah, Slim. Young J. O. C.
Close, time to fly about it. Catch you at a club. Oh shit, she got me beaming. Body talking shit to me.
but I can't comprehend the meaning. Now if you wanna roll with me, then hit your chance. To an 80 on the freeway, police catch me if you care. Forgive me, I'm a rider, still I'm just a simple man. All I want is money, fuck the fame, I'm a simple man. It's the international, player with the passport. Just like a ladder, bitch, get you anything you ask for. It's either him or me. Champagne, Hennessy, a favorite of my homies. When we fall on our enemies, witness as we creep to a low speed. Keep what I hold me. Pump some more weed, bump, you don't need. Approaching hoochie with a passion, been a long day. But I've been driven by a track in a strong way. Your body is banging, baby, I love it when you're flown. It's time to give it to daddy, nigga. Now tell me how you roll it. I come to talk, am I a fool or what? Positions on the floor, it's like erotic. Ironic, cause I'm somewhat psychotic. I'm hitting switches on bitches like I've been fixed when I drop it. Up and down like a roller coaster. I'm up the doctor, I ain't quick until the show is over. Cause I'm a rider, in and out just like a robbery. I'll probably be a freak electric, get on top of me. Get a rockin' me. Night full of Alizé. A living legend, you ain't heard about these niggas, Lady Cali Day. The Lord of Tucker, use a motherfucker. Instead of trying to help a nigga, you destroy your brother. Worse than the other bill. Put the hot back on some of them making niggas, niggas stop that. They wanna get to me, they'd rather see me in the cell. Living in hell, only a few of us are in the cell. Now everybody talking about us, I could give a fuck. I'd be the first ones to bomb and cuss. Nigga, tell me how you want. Cause I took from the roof before I was a teenager. Mobile phones down, paid to gain roots. I'm living major, my ass is seven. It's looking rugged, they never know the beat and brother. One of us gon' see this in the step. My only hope is survive. If I was to stay alive, getting high. See the demons in my eyes. Before I die, I wanna live my life in ball. Make a couple million, and then I'm chilling, say the more. These taxes got me crossed up and people tryna sue me. Media is in my business and they acting like they know me. But I'm a mass out, steal out. I'm ready, fuck, I took the whip and fuck the steal out. Yeah, nigga, it's some new shit, so better get up on it. When you see me, tell a nigga how you want it. How do you want it?
You know what that means. Yep, you guessed it. It's a drip to Mike day. The author has he and got his love going up on a Tuesday like it's a Friday. Two literary prodigies, these scholars be so talented they can write a novel about water and still entertain a nice tray. No filters tonight, they might say bright day inducing diatribes that could make a life change. If you ain't gang and don't hang with the Office Lounge on Tuesday, you might want to rearrange how you prioritize things. This is family, man. The Office Lounge maintains by overstanding what's understood, so the unnecessary doesn't have to be explained. The pilot and co-pilot flying this plane entertains by unleashing verbal positive cargo as if it's carried by a train nonstop through your earlobes all the way in until it reaches the creative portion of your brain. If the mic is going to the top, high like we just copped a whole pound of the best strain, conducting top interviews and use our platform to help those who choose to network and idea exchange. This is 2 hours of insane vibes. The Archer Lounge goes live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central and 7 p.m. Eastern. Guess what? We can be heard worldwide. You know, I sit back like watching his quarterback like he come with the content and the God is love catches the ball like running it up the side. Drip the Mic presents the Author's Lounge. Stick around so we can drop that sound that up until inception, you and others have been denied. Now, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear those hands collide and please help myself and the Drip the Mic Network welcome the Author's Lounge with your host, the author Hezzy, and co-host, God is Love in the building. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to another edition of the Author's Lounge. To call in 646-378-0355. Press 1 to speak. Presented to you by Drip the Mic. And we have a great show in store for you tonight. I feel like the Dipset busted locks tonight, but now let me introduce my co-host, Miss God is Love.
Hey, 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 y'all. It's your girl.
What's
God
up, girl?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Caught in a rainstorm, but it's all good.
Bro, you caught in a rainstorm?
Uh-huh.
Oh, too bad. I'm still in Jersey. It's nice here. No rain.
Oh, no, you glad.
Yeah, but I'm tired of Jersey, okay? I can't wait to go home. I am going home very soon, this week. How was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. It wasn't long enough.
The weekend's never long enough. Didn't it seem like summer just came and went?
Yo, yeah, it's summer. Summer's just leaving.
It just came and went. Here it is. It's August already, and soon we're going to be rolling into fall. Which happens to be one of my favorite seasons. I don't really like the summer. I like the spring and fall.
Yeah, I love the fall weather.
Mm-hmm. We got a great show coming up tonight. I was looking at that lineup. Them names look real familiar.
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They sure do. They sure do. What we got going on tonight?
I wonder who they are.
You ought to know. You ought to know.
I know. See, we're going to have to start going live soon because everybody be forgetting to call in. So I have to call them.
OMG.
I know, right? I'm going to make it happen, though.
We always make it happen. Always. Since we're on the line, I need you to talk about.
That was Miss Sutton. She said give her 10 minutes and she'll be on.
Okay.
So, now we can talk about some ideas that you have. What do you have coming up?
Well, I have my new book that's going to be releasing. It was supposed to come out July, actually, so it's late. I had a lot of things going on, but It will be coming out within the next 2 weeks, so be looking out for Ready for Love, my first romance comedy novel. I'm so excited about it. So, yeah, that's what I got going on.
Do you get erotic in there, though?
Well, it's not an erotica book. It's a romance book, so there's some sex scenes.
Romance gets nasty.
It's some sex scenes. Yes, but, you know, it's not too explicit. I told you, you know how I feel about writing the nasty stuff. Now, I'll try to give the readers, you know, a little something. All my books got a little something. It's just not raunchy. You know, it's just not, It's not the player. Let me just say that. But, you know, it's
more on a Danielle Steele level, huh?
Maybe. And, you know, with some black folks.
Okay.
Yeah, but I like this book. It's going to be really interesting.
Okay. That's good.
I'm not ready to talk too much about it yet. I'm going to wait until I get closer to my release date, because I'm going to also release a trailer as well.
Oh, okay. Do you ever you want to give them a sneak peek and then you don't want to?
Yeah, you want to give a little bit, but not too much. I dropped a synopsis, last week in my group, so they got an idea of what the book is going to be about. So, but I want to just, when it comes to promotion and when you're doing social media promotion, it's better to promote closer to your release date, because you will get lost. Your material will get lost. And I'm just going to wait until I get closer to my release date to really push it. Because I don't want to get lost in the shuffle.
I feel you on that. You know, one time I wrote almost a whole book on Facebook and they didn't even know it.
They didn't know you wrote a whole book?
Nope.
Until you dropped it. Well, sometimes that's good strategy. If you got a good following and you have a nice fan base, that's some good marketing right there.
Mhm.
And your release date results should be great when you do it that way, if you have a good following.
I know. And it's always a thrill to see what you can get away with.
Right. I just think that, with this release that's coming up for me, it was a long process, even though I don't usually take this long to get a book out, but I just had a lot of other things going on that was really distracting me from getting this book out there. But I will say that my trips going back and forth to Jersey has been a little inspiration as well, because it took me out of my normal setting for a while. So I was getting a little inspiration during the traveling back and forth. So it helps me a lot. But, hopefully it'll be out. I'm not going to say hopefully. I'm telling you right now, it will be out within the next 2 weeks. I'm putting it out there. So it will be. It's in the editing phase now, so.
Okay.
I'll be good within the next 2 weeks. Awesome.
That's great.
What you got going on?
I ain't got nothing going on. I'm not even in the writing phase. Like, now writing, stop. I just chill. I'm trying to enjoy my summer. I haven't enjoyed a summer in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, for me, it's like, okay, I'm going to take a break. But then, now I get the urge, I write a little bit down. I work in spurts. And then when I really get to moving, it's like, okay, I'm going to do this. But we got some new ideas that's coming up for Drifting Mike, so. I got excited about that today. I'm not
really
going to spill the beans.
We can't spill the beans. I was going to say, can we spill the beans? I'm like, what's going on? I did see a posting for some awards that's going to be given out.
Yeah, we're going to give off the Author Lounge Awards.
I think that
for the author of the year.
Great. I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. For the people that's been on the show.
I really, really love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
we're not just going to give out the award. We're going to give out awards to those that, you know, actually shared the post and really was committed to the show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All the supporters. Because without them, we wouldn't be, you know, where we are. Absolutely.
I'm also excited. All the little things we got going on that I'm not going to disclose, but it's going to be great for authors and poets. They're going to really enjoy this.
Really now?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what it's for. It's for the people. You know, sometimes
you,
we get...
You giving away all this tea. You know, you giving away all this tea with no info. I'm like, really now? Hmm. A lot of stuff you got going on. I hope I get to be a part of all of this that's going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Definitely will. You definitely will. Of course.
I'm like, dang, you ain't sound too convincing, bro. You ain't sound too convincing at all. Uh-oh. Bro, what are you over there doing? Well, we might have lost him from the rainstorm.
Yep.
Oh, no, there he is. Oh.
I know she's...
Okay, are we there? Are we here, bro? Are you here?
I'm going to bring Phil on, and we'll just do Monet the second half of the show.
Okay. I'm waiting on you. I don't know what's going on. Looks like we might be having some technical... Are we having some technical difficulties? I don't know. Hezzy. So...
Hello?
Yes.
What's up, my brother?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up with
you? Oh, not much. Just
you live on air.
Just going over the script a little bit. That's all.
Okay.
Just refamiliarizing myself.
That's okay. What we want you to do, we want you to introduce yourself to the world and give them a little input about what you do and who you are.
Oh, you know, I'm Phil Marzetti, and, you know, I'm an actor. I'm also an aircraft mechanic. Good with my hands, you know, I do things with my hands. I build tables, I build aircraft, I do a lot of different things. I'm a busybody.
Okay.
And you know what I do best. I'm a jokester. I probably should be doing comedy, but... Unfortunately, I don't. Am I on air right now?
Yep, you're on the air right now.
Oh, am I? Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, y'all got me. Y'all going to get the real now because y'all caught me off guard. It's all good, though. It's all good. You know, you want to know a little bit about me?
Yep, let the world know about you.
We're going to start with this. I'm gonna tell you the interesting stuff first. The stuff that's gonna make you go, what? Okay. Born and raised in Compton. I'm sure y'all know what Compton. Y'all familiar with Compton, right?
Okay. This is what we want to do. Okay. Go ahead. That's give us a story.
Want me to continue?
Yep.
Okay. I was born and raised in Compton. I'm the youngest of three boys, three men. I grew up in a, you know, fairly, I guess you could say, not poor area, but challenging area. I'll put it like that. I always wanted to be an actor, but for some odd reason, I always get pulled in the modeling industry. I never wanted to be a model, but I kept getting pulled in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am today. Hey, I'm getting gigs left and right now. But Is it a little noisy in the background? Sorry, y'all. I'm an outdoors guy. I'm always outdoors. So, yeah, that's pretty much how I grew up. I grew up in Compton. I'm sure a lot of people are related. Very challenging. Played sports. I've always kept myself busy. The acting thing is something that it wasn't really my dream. Mm-hmm. But it's strange how sometimes the things that you dream about, you end up doing what seems to be the opposite, you know. But, yeah, I just fell right into it. I got noticed on Instagram, and I think Andrea is the first person that hit me up about acting. And from there, I'm actually walking in to my spot right now. And from there, I've been moving on ever since.
So when you did your first acting gig, how did you feel?
When I got my first acting gig, to be honest with you, man, it didn't seem for real. I thought it was like a joke. I said, no, this can't be real, because I haven't really been trying to, you know, I wasn't out, you know, digging for that position. I wasn't trying to be an actor. You know, I was posting. I was putting different on Instagram. And when I got approached on it, it was mainly because of my look. Even though, you know, she wanted to audition me, but when I met with her, I don't know. I think I was turned up that night. I don't know what it was, but I was on one. I had her laughing so hard, and I guess she kind of got a feel for my character. She was like, you know what? I'm not even going to put you through an extensive audition. I just want you to read some lines. You know, I just want to throw a few lines at you. And she did that. So I made a clip out of those lines. I just kind of took the lines and ran with them, and I sent them to her. And I guess she reviewed them, and I don't know who else reviewed them, but when I got a call back instantly. She said, you are the person for this part. And it was for that movie called The Player, the movie I just did. And, man, let me tell you, it seemed like everything just been popping ever since that. You know, ever since I got that role, we didn't shoot right away. We did another movie called Vengeance. What is it? Vengeance is Mine?
Yeah.
I did Vengeance is Mine. And from there, it seemed like everything just been clicking right after that. I did The Player right after that. And here I am today. You know, I used to do things back in the day, but it was always small stuff. You know, I got some speaking lines. I got a lot of exposure, but I just, like I said, I never took it serious. I never thought it would be something that I would be doing, you know, 10 years from that day. But here I am today, still at it. And I consider myself a natural. I'm a natural.
I know, because when I picked you for that part for Z, I was like, man, that's the perfect guy.
Right.
And then when I seen you in action, I was like, you were definitely the perfect guy. So tell me how it was for you playing that role like that.
Well, you know what? To be honest with you, it was easy for me to play it. I don't want to sound a certain way, but.
Oh, God. Here we go. Another one that can relate to the movie, because the movie is about them and their life and how they used to do the same shit. Here we go with another damn player.
Here we go. That's the old me.
I should have known that was going to be the next line. That's the old me. I'm reformed now. I ain't like that.
I was a 1980s player. In my opinion, 80s players had a whole lot of game. But when I read the book, The Player, I saw a lot of me in that book. I was like, wow, it's like I'm reading my life.
Wow.
But you know what? Hey, I'm like the total opposite of a player, but I think from the 80s all the way up until now, I think what I did, I just typecast myself in society.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's it. Right?
We just can't go anywhere without somebody thinking I'm a player. And I don't know what energy, what player is the vibe I give off. You know,
like, we were just fitting into society, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a little co-signer and shit. Look at you.
You know, I can't even speak the women anymore because they think I'm just throwing off lines. Sometimes they rhyme.
Right.
It's my fault. They just be rhyming.
Like they look at me funny and be like, nope. You're a player. I'm like, dude, I ain't saying nothing.
You know, I might just, I could say any, if I said something like, dang, baby, I like your eyes. Your eyes look like fruit pies. All of a sudden, she's like, oh, here you go. Look at you, player.
Well, the first, thing like. I say like is, oh, my gosh, insane. Like, come on. Which, here he goes running his lines with this bullshit.
No. And I say, well, I'm just a straight player. So but you know, I do love my queens. I love y'all.
I guess a lot of men are going to be able to relate to this movie, and they're going to all be looking at it like, yeah, I remember when I used to do that shit. Remember that? Remember that, homie? Remember that? Living y'all youth. Reliving y'all youth.
And you know, that's one of the best things about being an author, to get people to relate to your story. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. But you know,
so,
the cool thing about the book?
What was that?
The cool thing about is he really did care about those girls. You know, the girls in that movie, he really, like Sapphire. I mean, that movie was so intense, it made me really, I really start caring about them. I love them. I love Sapphire. I love Deja. And you know what? Laquita. Ooh. Y'all see that.
When I seen that scene, I said, oh, my Lord.
You know what? I ain't going to lie. I had to have a shot at it. I mean, I had to have a little drink. Sorry, it was getting heated up. No,
this is one of the nights where I'm just going to be quiet from this point on. This is a man's show.
Oh, it was definitely fireworks in there.
No, I'm kidding. No, but I really enjoyed shooting, you know, the movie. It was great. You know, it's a trip because when you're doing something that reminds you of you, it does make it a little easier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was so focused. I was in that zone. You know, I was like, I got to make this. I had to put myself outside of the scene. You know, like, I'm the person watching this. And I think by being able to step outside my body and watch it myself, it helped me to perfect what I was doing. And I'm not going to say I was a one-take Jake, but I was knocking them scenes down, wasn't I?
Yeah. I don't know how you did it, dog. You had them three women deal with. I was like, woo.
What? All in one day, too, almost. Yeah.
Nice. I'm like, barbershop talk to me.
You hear my co-host like that?
No. I don't know what I'm talking
about. I'm just being quiet. I didn't even say nothing.
I got to cool myself off. Hold on. Okay, I'm waving my hat, trying to cool my face off. It's hot over here. But, yeah, you know, probably almost 100 degrees out here.
It's 100 degrees? You sweating over there?
Yes, it's fine. It's not the conversation. It's fine.
I was just asking for our listeners in case our women listeners want to know if you were sweating or not.
Oh, I forgot they was listening. Oh, y'all, hey.
They listening.
All women listening. I am not. Player,
they listening, and they didn't check your picture out, so now they got a visual of you with the sweat dripping. When you had that shirt open and your chest was like glistening, they could just think about the sweat.
Oh, I still do this one. I think I accidentally posted that one. That was an accident. My bad.
Oh, that made me sound like a stalker. Like, oh, how you know you've been on his page? That was just research. I had to do research for the show, so. I had to go and look at, you know, pictures and stuff like that.
Right. Oh, okay.
I had to get a visual of who I'm talking to. So, ladies, he nice.
Yes, yeah, I'm real nice. I'm real nice. I love the ladies.
You hear
me?
You real nice.
Hey, it feels good when the queen's got your back. You know what I'm saying?
That was a trip.
That's going to be my next post. It was good when the queen got your back.
Mm-hmm. I'll be the first one to like it.
You know. And you know what's crazy? I never really been one to really be on Facebook and stuff like that, but it's kind of fun. It's fun when you can, you know, just, you know, converse with the beautiful queens out there and they say all the positive things that they say. I think I'm starting to believe that the energy thing means everything.
Absolutely.
It shows through your photos. It shows through your acting.
Yeah.
Everything, right?
It's definitely transferable. Absolutely.
Right. Right. Got to keep that positive energy.
Yeah.
Trying to tell these cats to keep that energy positive.
Yep. Even when it seems like it's the most impossible time to be positive, that's when you should be the most positive.
That's right. We can connect all our power that way.
Yeah.
The world.
Well, guess what? We got a surprise for you, Mr. Phil.
Uh-oh. I love surprises. Come on, bring it.
We have Sapphire, Miss Monet Sutton in the building.
What I'm talking about? What's up?
What's going on?
Yes, I have somebody that's going to have my back now. This is no longer a man show.
How everyone is doing?
We're doing great. I'm doing great.
We're doing great. I'm glad you could join us.
Yeah.
It's okay. I said before we give her interview, we got to bring her in while he's talking.
Because you know me. I won't stop.
Oh, wow. It's so great to be here with you guys today. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Yes, it's an honor to have you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Because you do so much. And I'll be following you. I'll be like, I don't see how she even does it.
It's hard. How to say your days are so discombobulated, but I thank God for my publicist. Big shout out to Sabrina for allowing me and helping me and putting up with all the stuff I have going on, because I know she has like a couple more clients and I have a lot. So, yeah.
So give us a little information about yourself. Tell us about you and our listeners.
Okay, awesome. Well, my name is Money Sutton. I'm an actress. I'm a gospel singer, an author, philanthropist. I work in the community. I have a nonprofit. But my biggest thing right now that I'm doing, I'm a mom. The biggest thing that I'm doing right now is acting. I have so many projects going on. I just got through filming the awesome Trans Me Reloaded, where I played a transgender. I did that this weekend. Of course, you guys know I was Sapphire in The Players, which was super-duper dope and awesome. Six Shots, me and my fiance Toby, we have a our own production, which is called T2 Productions. So we have Atlanta Takedown, which is a series that we're shopping right now to different networks. And we also have a movie called Six Shots. And we have a new movie that we're getting ready to shoot, which is called Dispute, which is starring me and Mahogany Raspberry, which will be aired on Lifetime. So it's so many great movies that's going on. I have Vengeance Is Mine with my sister, Andrea Harris. Oh, my God. So God has been good. I tell people the pandemic, everything that happened, God kept me above water. He kept me working and doing so many great things. I still have different magazines that I've done and I'm getting ready to do. I've done She Magazine. I've done Living by Day Magazine, which I was the cover of that. I'm getting ready to do Essence Magazine and Rolling Out Magazine. So God has just been good. And I thank God for where he's about to take me at and what he's doing in my life. I have a nonprofit that's called Rising Scholars that we do back to school jams every year. We do back to school giveaways. We do Christmas giveaways to single mothers and fathers. So I just try to keep my hands involved in the community and anything that I can do to help people. I always tell people my sister is not my competition. She's my sister. We're here to network, power each other, lift each other up, and, you know, continue to be a blessing to each other and, you know, people in their lives. So I thank God for meeting Mr. Hezekiah. He's a great guy. He was the writer of the players. He was dope. The movie was dope. The energy was just great. I can't wait to hit another movie with him. This one here is already award winning right now. So, I mean, everything is just great. Like, everything is good. Like, there's no reason to be negative right now. Like, everything is going so great, and I'm just so excited. You know, that's my little spiel, and I'm sticking with it. And I just got engaged.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah, I've seen that big fella, too. He's a cool cat.
Got me a big 6'6" Nigerian look.
Ain't nobody gonna fool with you.
He's really, really dope. I tell everybody he's a gentle giant, and I love that, love that about him. He's an actor, too. You guys have probably seen him in Ant-Man. He's done way more things than I've done, but God is really doing great things for him. He's also a writer. He's an author himself. So, I mean, he's doing some tremendous things, and he's blowing up all over Atlanta. So, yeah, that's my cookie food.
I'm gonna have to bring him on the show then and have him talk about his book. Friend, a very intelligent guy. And, I take my hat off to him. I like the way he carries himself. Very intelligent. Very professional.
Yeah, he's a very awesome guy. Very awesome guy. I tell people you can have it the easy way or the hard way. He's the easy way. I'm the hard way. I tell people you probably want to go through door A and not door B. So, yeah.
Oh, that's so great. It really is.
So I want to say, you know, I'm telling you, I feel on top of the world just being able to shoot this film with money. She's so professional as well. And let me tell you something. This girl, I don't know how you do it, money, but she can glance at some lines and she got them locked in. I don't know how you do that.
You know what? Well, I truly thank God for that, because I was on set with Tasha Smith on the set of Stop Options. And, you know, I tell people, a lot of people know me from working with World Star, because I've been a personality for them for like maybe 3-4 years now. And I've been in the honor of meeting so many great actresses and people who I never thought I would meet in my life. And every time I meet somebody, I always ask them, what are your tricks? What can make me better? And I think that's what most people need to see, like, these people out here, they're doing their thing. They're making millions of money. So what are they doing that I can do, you know? And so she gave me a great routine. She said, hey, you remember, if you listen to a song over and over, you remember it, right? She's like, so say your words and, you know, record them and put your earplugs on. I was like, oh, this shit, that's dope. And so I'm a type of person, like, if you give me 9 social security numbers, I can remember all 9. So it's like I've learned some tricks, how to glance, remember what I'm glancing at, and then pretty much make it my own, say it maybe about 4 or 5 times back and forth. And then once you do that there, you've been alert your lines and everybody else's lines. So it comes, you know, pretty much natural. I tell people, like, I'm really dope on improvising. So even like this week, we had to switch some things up, and thank God, you know, me and Mahogany, we worked really good together. We was able to improv the lines, and we was done with our scene at 12 o'clock when it's supposed to be over at 4. So I think that goes along with, you know, when you're working with great people, working with great directors, working with great producers. Hezekiah, you was a great producer. You was a great, you know, Andrew was a great director. So, I mean, working with you guys on the set, it made it easy because, you know, everybody don't work the same, you know. So every time you get on set with different people, they require different things. But, you know, when you have easy people to work with, it kind of goes good. It kind of goes easy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that was really good, you know. And then Phil, which was my co-star, he was great. We have done Vengeance Is Mine, so it was very easy working with him again. So, I mean, it worked out really great.
Yeah.
It sounds like the cast has developed, like, a family bond.
It has.
That's kind of what it felt like, you know. It did feel like that.
It really did.
day one felt that way. I'm talking about when we did Vengeance of Mine, when I met with Money and I met with all the rest of the cast, I'm serious. It felt like I was just, I was coming over my cousin's house and Angie Harris was my aunt coming through.
I know. Yes, it really was. And I thank you for just entrusting me, Hezekiah, to play that role because, I mean, I was so, when I was, you know, told about this role maybe a year ago, I was super excited about it. I was like, oh, that's me, Sapphire, that's me. So I was super excited about it, and I told Andrea, I was like, I don't know how to be sexy. And she was like, but you cute. And I was like, but I don't know how to be sexy, girl. She was like, girl, would this be over sexy? That's Sapphire. I was
and
like, he was that role right there.
It was so funny because, like, you reminded me so much of Sapphire. I was like, how in the world all these characters remind me of the same character? Like, it was crazy. Like, if you could have
like,
seen
the
picture of Sapphire, and you would have been
like,
wow.
It was like watching your characters come to life.
Yes.
Basically.
Wow.
It was like watching your characters come to life. It has to be an awesome feeling.
It was. It really was a very awesome feeling.
Yeah, Money played the heck of a part, I'm telling you. She did an awesome job. I got to give it to you, Money. You did an awesome job. I mean,
thank you so much. Thank you.
He put the pressure on me. I put it like that. I had to make sure I was on point with mine. I couldn't be funny with my. Oh, I had to really put like some emphasis in it. I said, well, but I got too many people watching this for me to just come off corner.
Oh,
Sapphire.
Yeah, but I mean, storyline was amazing. So, you know, I thank you because the storyline is amazing. I tell people, you know, when you read roles, when people present you with roles, you have to see yourself in those roles. And, you know, if it's a good read, if it's a good script, then it makes it very easy. And it was a good script. So, hats off to you because, I mean, it was really great to have, you know, you guys, you know, for you to write something so awesome and for us to fulfill it out. So, I mean, it was a great thing.
Like, the book is an easy and great read. So it wasn't too hard to really, it was almost like wrote it like film way anyway. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then I see like crispy, like every part I watch, like the trailer, I see your part and your part, you're the crisp and right on point. I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to be good.
And it was absolutely good.
But there's a part in there everybody got to see. It's towards the end. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my, I'm calling her Sapphire. See, that's how well she played it. I'm calling Money Sapphire. They got to see it.
It was awesome. It was awesome. And just now winning so many films for it is amazing. You know, starting to win different awards is just, like, super amazing. You have to sit back and just see yourself. You never think that once you do a film that, you know, you would get your accolades from it. So I truly thank God for that. I was like, wow. I was like, yeah, the player. Waiting on the next one. Yes.
Right. Well, you know, I've proven to myself that there are no limits. You know, you can, any things that you think you would never be able to do, you can. If you really put your mind to it, you can do anything. I mean, look, a lot of people don't know, but I'm over 50. You know,
55. Oh, wow. You don't look
it.
You sure don't. Yeah.
Thank you. So never feel like you know, the dreams. It's never, you know, it's up to you. All up to
well,
you.
Well, Z ain't going to never age then, is he?
I'm never aged.
He'll be a player for life.
55 going to 35. myself and keep my mind occupied, keep it positive. That's the main thing. Like I said, that positive energy, I stay in that zone all the time. Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's very important. Yep, so it was a pleasure. I mean, I really got to say, I don't have any complaints. I'm very happy. I'm glad I had this opportunity. I wouldn't trade it for anything right now. And I'm really looking forward to doing more. So, you know, I'm just keeping myself out here, staying connected with social media. And I really do have a love for everybody. All my people, y'all hear me? I love y'all, man, for real. You know, the brothers,
absolutely,
the everybody. And
right.
I figure if I surprise them, everybody else will.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So tell us what you have coming up in the future. What you doing?
Was it me or for you? I'm sorry.
It's for Phil. I'm going to ask you the same question too. Phil.
You know what? I've had a few people. They're hitting me up a lot now that I'm posting more on Facebook. You know, I have a magazine. I guess I can put the name out there.
Absolutely.
Nubian Empire. I have another young lady hit me up with a production company. I can't remember the name. I just have so many people getting at me right now. I have to really just lay it all out and see exactly what I want to do. But I'm still headed into entertainment. I'll just put it like that. And I didn't think it would continue, but you know what? I'm getting pulled in that direction. I guess just like I said, just being positive and, you know, just
what
just
else?
Everything that
what
I
else
do.
Kind of inboxes are you getting after the movie?
Oh, and you know what? There's going to be a part two. Am I right? Am I right?
Yes.
Right.
There is a part two.
Part two, right?
Yes, there is.
So y'all get ready. Y'all get ready.
You get ready.
Stay ready. You know how they say you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. I'm ready right now. I'm doing push-ups right now.
A mess. A mess. So, Ms. Bunny, what you got going on? What you have coming up in the future?
I have a few things coming up. I have a Christmas movie that's getting ready to come up. I have The Dispute, which is starring Toby Mahogany and myself. I have a series that we're shooting right now, getting ready to shoot in August, which is called Twice as Nice, which I play a drug dealer by night and I play a senator by day. So I'm super excited about that. We're hoping that we get some really great networks for that. So I have a lot of great projects, well, at least like four more coming up before the year is out, actually. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's
a lot. A lot going on, too. Everybody busy. Booking busy is what I like to hear.
Yes.
Since we have the cast on from the movie, I want to ask you a question. What's going on with part two? Are you going to be filming that soon?
Well, not soon, but it's coming.
It's coming?
It's coming. I don't want to give out too much information or my mom going to get on me, so I'm not giving out too much information. She don't want me to spill the beans, so I'm not going to spill the beans.
Well, they see part one, they're gonna be begging for part two. When's part two coming out?
I know.
Just after they see that scene I just told you about. I didn't tell you about it, but when they see it, they're going to want part two.
I know it.
That's at the end.
Well, that's what you got to get them at the end. So they can
that
come
was a
back
long scene,
two.
Too.
Oh, now I'm very intrigued.
My face still hurts.
I know, but man, I thank y'all just did a great job, and I was so excited because you know how some people, you know, they dream it and then they do the film and they're like, well, it didn't exactly like my book, but it came out just like God was shining over this film right here, and I was just super excited, you know, and
I was too.
I know you got to have the three women all day long.
I know.
Y'all couldn't tell I was nervous. Come on, man. I know. I was nervous out of this world, but I had to hide. I had to keep going, re-swag on them. Let me put some swag out here. But it wasn't.
Ms. Moni, you said when you read the script and you said to yourself, you don't know how to be sexy, but when it actually came time to shoot the film, were you sexy? How did you get through it?
Well, you know what? I was trying to be as sexy as I could be, because I don't think that I'm sexy, but a lot of people are saying, well, Money, you have a sex appeal about you. So I was like, okay. So I just practiced in the mirror, and I was like, okay, Mr. Phil, we're going to make this happen. I mean, he had so many women, so it really didn't even matter. Look, he had me on certain days, and he had the other women on the other days. I mean, he had it going on, so he didn't really care if I was sexy or not.
I was trying to get two more days out of him.
He was like, no. He was like, look, that's the other chick days. Look, now know your place. Stay in your lane. Now you can only get these 2 days.
That's why Phil said he loved that role.
Yes, yes, he did.
I was the whole time. I was like, oh, we gonna, even though, you know, we had to make it look like, you know, we had, you know, acting is acting. We had to make it look real. Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah. Hey, I'm at my boy's spot. You know, he got a little radio station, but he also has a clothing line called Gerald Williams Clothing. I just want to give a shout out to him. This brother's real supportive. He made it possible for me to have a spot to shoot this where it won't be gunshots in the background. So let me find a spot where I won't be no gunshots. They won't hear the gang. No, I'm playing. Compton ain't like that. People think it is, but it's not. Yeah, uh-huh. G. Williams. Boy, y'all hear me, right? G. Williams.
Man, I'm so glad y'all could come on the show tonight and share with the people, you know, about acting and stuff. So, Moni, what kind of inspiring words can you give people that want to be an actor or an actress and that's been following our dreams?
Yes. The only thing I would tell people is don't never give up. If this is something that you are striving to be, it doesn't matter if somebody tells you that you're not good enough, if they tell you that you're not a great actress, if this is something you want to be, just keep doing it. Practice, make perfect, make sure you take your classes. Make sure that you just get all the knowledge and information that you need, because you may get 6 no's, but when you get that 1 yes, that's all you really need. You know, I remember when I started off, people kept saying, you're not good enough, you're not a great actress. And even when I look back 5 years from now, you know, I look 5 years back now, and I'm looking, I'm working. They're not even working no more. They're not even doing anything right now. So if I would have listened to what they said and I, you know, would have stopped, I wouldn't even be accomplishing my goals, but I thank God where I am right now, and I know he's going to take me to higher heights and deeper depths, and I'm just really thanking God for that, for what he's doing. So I just always tell people and leave them with one thing. If you fall on your back, you can look up and you can get up and you can start a whole nother day. So, you know, just keep striving, keep hustling, and keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, Money is 100% right on that. That's all true. And then, for those actors that think that acting classes is not needed or it's not important, you know what? Even if you're good, acting classes will allow you to go to a good reputable acting school. It will allow you to hear yourself. You know, when they play back, you reading lines, or even if it's just a cold read, you know, you get to play it back, you get to hear your tone, and you get to hear. Just hearing yourself, sometimes you can see flaws. You know,
absolutely.
It's almost like times when you're singing, you can't hear yourself unless you got, you know, you're in the studio, you got mics, you got the headphones on. You know, acting is the same way. It will allow you to play back what you just put out. So, tone is not right, catch it. So, it's always useful. It's always useful. And yeah, like
absolutely,
you said, they pop and never give up.
All right.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you again, guys, for coming on the show. I know I'm not going to hold y'all too much, but I know Miss Sutton be busy all the time. That's all I want for her alone.
I'm all over Instagram just doing the thing, boy. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. I really appreciate it. And I forgot to say big shout out also to the Andrea. For everything that she's doing, all the accolades and winning things that she has going on. And we actually just got to film in Lola 2, which is on Tulip Tubi, and it'll be on Hulu also, too, part two. So that's what Kanye from The Oval, everything was awesome. Big shouts out to Antoine, the director. So, you know, we're trying to rack them up this year.
Yep. I got a chance to see Lola 1. Oh, my God. No, seriously. That movie was lit. It was.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I flew all the way to New York to check it out at the premiere. And I'm going to be honest.
Oh, wow.
I was not expecting.
And guess what, Monet?
It was good.
I was at work, and I work with Antoine's cousin.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I was invited out Andrew Harris. I thank her for inviting me. That was a huge that was a favor for me, and it was a huge one. I got a chance to meet
great
people. It was bananas. It was really nice. I came home feeling good. Like, I just seen a really great film.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can imagine how two is going to be. If it's anything like one,
part two. Oh, part two is going to be seriously dope. It's going to be really great.
Oh. So, my co-host, any last words for you?
No, sir. I got all my answers. I got all the little sneak peeks on the movie. I talked a little trash.
I want to thank both of my guests for coming on this show tonight.
Really
appreciate it. Thank you.
If I'm going to call me tomorrow, call me tomorrow. We can start a whole nother show.
No, that's right.
Oh, he say a whole nother show. He said he's ready.
Don't worry, we might have something in store for you later on this week.
ladies. Y'all just keep listening out for Z. That's my name in the movie, Z. Y'all keep listening for Z. It's The Player. It's called The Player. I'm coming. He's coming. To the theater near you.
You got that right.
That's crazy.
But I want to thank you again, man. I appreciate you coming online.
Yeah, man, it's always good. And anytime you want to fly to any one of y'all, hey, I'll be your tour guide and show you every whole place. Hollywood.
Oh, you already know I'm coming out there.
Everywhere around here, I know it.
I am not coming out there getting in trouble with y'all.
Man, I get you in a whole lot of it'd be good trouble though. Good trouble.
You know I'm going.
Bro, I know you going. You love you.
No, I'm just
going.
I bet
I know you going.
Stop.
Yes, indeed. So, what is our blogger and writer doing tonight? Is she here? Is she still here?
Oh, Miss Cat, is she still here?
Hi, I'm here.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
She's here.
How are you all tonight?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I am good.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell the listeners who you are, what you do.
So I am birth name Kefni Sandbeck, but as a writer, I go by the name K.S. Harvin. I was a teacher for since 1997, last century. I had to go ahead and be medically discharged from or released from my job due to my medical diagnosis of Bell's palsy, which is a facial paralysis. So at certain times of the day, if I'm overly excited or if I get tired, then I begin to slur. My face hurts. My eye bothers me. But for the most part, before I had to take off, I was a writer. I've been writing literally all my life. I remember saying as a little girl to my uncle that I wanted to write a book. And I began to jot down little jokes that was going to be my book of jokes that I was going to write. I think I was about 10. And he was like, okay, well, keep doing it. And I would, when he would come visit, I would pull it out and I'd be like, yeah, you know, I haven't. I don't even know how to deal with that. But it's always been my dream to be a writer, to be an author.
When did you first publish your first book?
So I published my first book had been in the making since 2003. But wow. I finally got the courage to have it published in 2019. The week it came out, the week my book was released, I also did a playwright for our church that was done that weekend. So my first book was released after being held on to very tightly for 15 years in 2019, and I just released the second part of it this year in March.
So how do you like this new writing career? Is it what you expected it to be?
I love it. I think I'm very creative. I get great feedback on what I write and how I write. It is everything that that I thought it would be.
So
just looking to make a few more connections.
Right. I see also that you do a lot of other things outside of writing.
Yes, I'm a jack of all trades.
Tell me what do a blogger do?
Huh?
Tell me what a blogger does.
So I hadn't really done it in a while, but I just write on what I think are interesting topics. But I lost my mom in 2020, and so the last blog I did was about us vacationing different. She normally would vacation with us, and so, of course, the last vacation I took, we had to take without her. But my hands are in so many other things that I don't get a chance to blog like I want to. And I'm trying to venture out to go beyond.
Right. You have some charitable communities as well, or no?
I do a lot with my church.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been in the community like I wanted to.
Right. So do you think you're gonna be a writer permanently? Like, is this gonna be your full time gig? Do you wanna
like
do
that,
it like that?
That's writer filmmaker.
Oh, filmmaker as
so
well.
Writer screenplay. Huh?
So you write screenplays?
Yeah. Well,
is that part of a business or just something you like to do?
Got us one here.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said we got us one here, so how long have you been writing screenplays?
So let me back up. I want to turn my books into screenplays. I've done a playwright, and I'm working on a playwright now as well.
So is playwriting
but I'm looking
hard?
To put my, huh?
Is playwriting hard?
It can be.
It's
very.
It's a lot of details, right? It's a lot of details.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So which do you prefer? Do you prefer writing books or writing screenplays?
I like it all.
You like it all? Mm-hmm.
I like the challenge of it all. So I get to be different in them all. But it's writing a book and writing a
writing a screenplay, to me, is really no different. You just got to take yourself, take you out of it, and live in the characters. So I think I'm hilariously funny. So I try to incorporate those things in my books and my plays. You know, I try to make it very relatable. So,
right.
For example, you know, I'm doing a Christmas play, and the dad is like, the mom is like, you know, we're looking at these very expensive Christmas lists, and the dad is like, you know, why does my 7-year-old need an iPad or iPhone and a PlayStation? Like, who do you think his parents are? And if we had, we don't really have that money, but if we had that money, we're not buying this. They need a good job. What parent has not said that to their children?
Right, right, right. It's totally relatable. Absolutely.
Well, you can tell that to my daughter. You can tell that to my daughter. She got an Xbox 360 and a PlayStation 4 at the same time. Like, I'm like, who does that? And an iPhone. Who does that?
See?
You did.
We may do it, but we still ask the question, who does it? And we'll be like, we do it. We're the ones.
Yeah, sometimes I just say, you know, I think I've created a monster.
We have three of them.
Are they young?
So my oldest daughter is 28, my middle is 14, and my baby is 9. And
aww.
I have a 4-year-old granddaughter.
Aww, how precious. So you still buying expensive electronics and games?
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like you have a long way to go.
Yeah, we make car notes for Christmas, you know, because I want, you know, those things. They're like expensive shoes. They're all girls,
right.
But they do like gaming systems.
Oh, they're all girls.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I had 2 girls, so I can't even imagine all 4 girls. Listen.
Yeah, my husband is so outnumbered.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, even our pets are girls. We have a dog and a turtle, and they're girls.
Oh, poor guy. But I bet them girls are wrapped around his finger.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I feel for him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what genres of your, what's the genre of your book?
So I do adult Christian fiction. My first book is adult romance, but I'm moving into, I've written 2 more books, and they are varying on the adult Christian fiction side. So we talk about, I give you a real life story in a fictional manner. I like to make adult reading fun.
Right. Right.
So we kind of talk about the hard things, but we do it in a fun kind of way. And, you know, we bring in, or I bring in, excuse me, that, you know, once you have an encounter with Jesus, once you have an encounter with God, it's my way of leading people to salvation. It might sound crazy, but, you know, again, even though it's fictional, God is real. And so if you're hearing about this person, then, you know, outside of the book, you may want to inquire about this person. Or even if you don't, then even if you read the book, then there's a nugget that has been dropped that has some kind of scriptural basis behind it, or some type of or even just simple life lessons that, you know, we take for granted.
Right. Oh, that sounds good. What are the titles of those books?
So the first, this one is Running from Her Purpose. So that one will be my next release. I'm actually working on a children's book also, but Running from Her Purpose. And the one after that will be Married to the Badge.
Oh, this children, that sounds good. But, you know, you piqued my interest with this children's book. That's kind of different from what you're writing. How did you get into writing children's books?
So, again, I was a teacher for 20 years, and I used to before the computers were as they are now, before we had Google, before the age of Google, I used to have to do a lot of what I wanted. If I needed, like, something catchy for my students, I would have to create it myself. So
right.
If I were working on word sounds or letter sounds, or if I were working on phonemes or whatever I was working on, I would just create a little book while they were at rest time and run it, make copies of it, and that's what we would do in small groups the next day.
That's interesting. So these characters in your books, are they familiar characters? Did you base them off your children and your grandchildren, your granddaughter, mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
No, I did not. One of the main characters is a combination of my sister and I. The main male character, my husband was my muse because it took my husband and I 8.5 years to finally get together. He tells everybody that he chased me for 8 years. So it's a love story where two friends finally pursue their relationship. Well, she finally realizes that, you know, she comes to terms with him being in love with her. And after she's dated Mr. Wrong and got her feelings hurt and he's done, you know, some pretty disgusting things, then, you know, she severs her ties with him and she tries to build this relationship with her friend. And it turns out to be the best thing that she could have ever done.
I don't know why I thought when you said children's book, I thought immediately like very young children. So this sounds like a tween book or a teen book.
So no, this one. So the one I'm talking about now is the one that's already out. So I do. I did just finish a children's book. It's called Loving Me from A to Z. And I am in the process of looking for an illustrator to help me put that together. I published my last book, so I'll be publishing this one as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I could give you a connect with the a graphic designer for that children's book. I know a great illustrator.
Awesome.
She's awesome. She's done some children's books as well.
Cool.
So I'll plug you into her when we get off this show. So what do you have coming up? What you planning on doing?
So again, I am doing a playwright or a play for Christmas in December. I am.
Where does these plays? The plays are going to be in North Carolina.
So yes, the play. So we have like a small drama ministry at our church. So I'll be doing it for the church, for the community.
Mm-hmm.
In between the writing and the researching that I'm doing and trying to see how to get my book film, I do apparel customization. So if it can be printed on it, then I can print on it, whether it's from a shirt to a bottle, hat,
okay.
Wood. I do that as well. I actually didn't know that I could do that until I had to be at home trying to heal, and I had to have something to do with my hands. And so I kind of got into that so I just wouldn't be around here idle.
Right.
Ah. See, I also got a children's book, too, I've written.
I didn't know that. What's the title of it?
Little Zeke's Big Adventures.
No.
Yes. See, you got to understand, when I was a kid, me and my cousins, we were bad.
Oh,
we were bad. I mean, we was into everything. So it's called Little Zeke's Big Adventures. No, Little Zeke and Cousins' Big Adventures. And I'm taking you through our childhood. Like, we used to build big forts outside, and we would have, like, throw rocks at each other, but we were like, we on a big fort, you know? So we was into
Absolutely.
Everything.
We used to have dog rock contests, too. Like, if you weren't
yeah,
you better move your head before that rock hits you.
Yeah, right. You know, that's when you was a kid and we would stay out and just, we'll go exploring in the woods and the railroad tracks.
Absolutely.
You know, everything
then,
in the country.
I can't relate.
You have to be from the country to relate.
Absolutely. And then
listen,
at the end of your book, you can be like, so just look at me now.
Listen, in the city, we jumped on dirty mattresses and did flips. That's what we did in the city.
And see, in the country, we went exploring. We taught ourselves how to fish. We did different hide and go seek. The best thing was hide and go seek at night.
No,
listen.
You know what? We tried that, and my cousin. We played the real hide and go seek, and it didn't turn out too good for us. My cousin had to get stitches when we finished, so we just played during the day now. Well, we played during the day. We weren't allowed to play at night anymore. We took it serious.
Wow. Nope, can't relate. We jumped on mattresses. That's what we did. Walking through the neighborhood was the adventure.
No, we used to. So that
I
was
said my cousins
my
were
house.
So rough. If you would come play with us, you would leave home filled with dirt or mud or injured.
Yeah, that's all right.
And you wrote a book about that, huh?
Yeah. Like one time we was having a rock fight. I was always the oldest. So it was the three of them against me, and they had the guy that came to spend the night with him. Well, I swung a rock so far over there, they were telling him to come over there to be with me, and he gets hit in the head with the rock. So blood is squirting out his head. It was like, oh,
makes no sense. I know you had some bad kids in your classroom when you was a teacher. They probably came in with some bruises from playing rough.
Oh, yeah. So I used to have, like, I was a teacher that other teachers would send their students to if they misbehaved.
Oh, you was the mean teacher?
No, I'm not mean. I'm just direct, and nothing smaller than me is going to run me. So that was the understanding.
Oh, I know that's right. That's the kind of teacher
so that
I like.
There was a level of respect, and they understood when they come to see me, it was not going to be like they anticipated. So, and I also have my master's in educational leadership. But yeah, so, I mean, I love them, but I gave them tough love. And so we're not going to, what you might do at home, you can't do here. And if you're going to run my class, you can run it, but you're going to run it under me because I get paid to do it. So, like, after we learned that rule, then
everybody's pretty cool. Everybody's chill.
And then some kids
are
just set up just so they could come to my class. So, not looking
at them
when they hit the door, they'd be like, you know what? I don't have
time
for that.
My second grade teacher used to walk by and pop me upside the head with a pencil.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, no.
Yeah.
You must have been really terrible. You must have been really terrible. You know how many buttons you would have to push to get up to push a teacher to that point?
I was always cracking jokes. I was always cracking jokes. Yeah, I was cracking jokes. Misbehaving.
You and I would have been cool together.
Well, you had a big personality. That explains your big personality today. So let me ask you a question. Being that you're fairly new to writing and publishing your books, did you have any, you know, bumps and bruises along the way? What was difficult for you in the process?
Oh gosh, yes, I cried every day almost. It seemed like.
You?
Because
oh wow!
I was building the plane in the air.
So I
stepped out and
there's
and,
no crying in book writing.
No,
what?
Not in book writing, but yes, in book publishing and book.
You want my league of their own? There's no crying in book writing.
No, not in book writing, but yes, in book publishing, in book printing, in book marketing. Yes. Oh yes. it can be very, that part of it, writing the book is easy. It's the other stuff that comes with it. And being a one-man team can be overwhelming at times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
So you're
doing the publishing, you're doing the editing, you're doing all of that, you're doing the marketing, you got on all of these hats, and then you got to write it and be creative and think about all these other things too. So it's difficult.
And then I have to be a mom, and I have to be a wife, and I have to be a grandma or Nona. And then, you know, I have to be the church member, the daughter, the sister, the friend, you know, so I wear a lot of hats. But I learned a lot. Like I said, I've learned a lot in the process of opening my own publishing company because I do enjoy it.
Right.
So it's what I dreamed about doing, like I said, when I was 10 years old, and I won't say how old I am. Well, I'll say how old I am. For 30 years, I've been doing
it. So. Hezekiah, hush. Hezekiah,
your age is not allowed on this show, okay?
Oh, okay. So that works, and that's perfect.
No. Hezekiah, no. Let's make it very clear, okay? If a guest wants to tell their age, they can tell their age. But what we will not do, Hezekiah, is ask them how old they are.
Oh, I don't mind, but it's okay.
I don't know. A lot of women don't like that. Be asking what their age is and stuff. You don't be asking all that.
And I totally get that. But look, my black ain't crying. So,
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Mine ain't cracking years. It's still going strong, honey.
So, yeah.
I know that is right.
I think I look pretty good for 43 with a 28-year-old and a teenager and a preteen.
You're only 1 year older than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm older than both of y'all. I'm 46. I love to tell my age. I'm 46.
See, it's especially if you don't look like what you've been through. Like,
right.
I don't look like
exactly.
what I've been through.
Girl, exactly. I look like what I've been through. Woo-wee. I wouldn't have no teeth in my mouth, bald-headed, beat up, slam down.
Right. See, we don't look, and I bless God I don't look like what I've been through. So
yes,
the last 2 years have been kind of hard for me trying to deal with this disability. And trying to, you know, I'm accustomed to pushing myself, but if
right.
I push myself too much, then my body will automatically just shut down on me. So there are times when I have to just, like, reset, and there's nothing I can do until I reset.
I totally get that.
To learn who I am in this new body and what I can do as opposed to what I am no longer able to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Mhm. So with this new with your publishing company, have you signed any new artists? I mean, authors, and
no,
are you planning?
I plan on it, but I'm again.
So what
I'm,
kind of
I'm
what kind of authors are you looking for?
I'm interested in publishing I don't want to say anybody as opposed to, like, don't bring me nothing crazy now. I don't want to be like, Lord. But, romance and nonfiction, children's books, or children authors.
You want some romance?
Huh? Yes.
You want some romance? Oh,
well,
Lord. I don't know if you want my kind of romance. So
you don't write romance. That's erotica.
I call it romance.
So, I am on the cusp of, like, it's not raw, but it will make you fan yourself. So I'm right on the cusp of not making my my bishop upset, shall I?
Oh, well, bishop can't be none of my book.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. We gotta rewind because she said, what's the name of the book?
So the first book that I'm talking about tonight is Blue Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Right. And you said it's borderline. What? It's Christian fiction.
It's Christian, but, I mean, Christians have sex. Premarital. Adultery.
You know,
fornication.
This is true. So, but you're going to get, oh, girl, she said it's borderline raw. What you think your church members going to think about this book?
They read it. They read it, and they love it.
Hey, they human, too.
Really?
They like that stuff.
Yes.
They like that stuff.
I'm just curious.
They love that stuff.
Yes. So, like my pastor's wife and my associate pastor have my book.
Hey,
nope.
That's because they go to church.
Nope.
They will.
Nope.
They will, too.
Nope. I can't do it. I think moms don't do it. I can't do
they
it.
Will
I could
too.
Not
they
do
like
it. I could not do it and then walk in the church house and they looking at me and I just be thinking, oh, Lord, what is they
look,
thinking?
I have a little swag with mine. I have a little pimp walk with mine. Yeah, y'all read that last night, didn't
you? But look, but honestly, seriously. They know, they understand who I am as a writer.
Right.
And they understand who I am as a church member.
Right.
So, and the two are very, now, when I sit down to write, and this may sound crazy, but it is what it is. When I sit down to write, I ask God, I say, you know, my prayer is, Lord, that you align my hand, my head, and my heart with my keyboard, and that I say what you would have me to say. So if he gives me a good romance to put in there, who am I to tell him no?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's me.
But now,
that's how I feel.
It's not raw. It's not like, you know, he bent her over and he's effing her. It's nothing like that. Like, there are no
mine is
in my book.
Oh, mine is. Mine is raw. I'm giving it to you in 3D. 3D.
Yours is not a romance book. That's a straight erotica book. Ain't no love in there. Ain't no part. Ain't no walking in the park holding hands.
It's all love. God is love. It's all love, baby.
It's a bunch of strippers.
Oh my God. So listen. So like at the beginning of the book, you know, when she's having sex with the boyfriend. I also try to illustrate the difference between having sex with a boyfriend and making love to your husband.
There's
a clear and distinct difference. So, like, in there...
What's the difference? I think the boyfriend get it better than... No, let me stop.
Yeah, it is.
You know what?
I'm going to be happy.
I can have sex with my husband and... They're like the marriage bed is undefiled. I don't have to answer to having sex with my husband, but I do have to answer to, and that's according to how you believe. I believe in the God of the Bible, and I believe in what he says. So, you know, and I try to live accordingly. So when her and Mike are making love, you know, with every pound, with every thrust, he is clearing out and cleaning out every man that has ever been inside her walls.
Oh, man.
He is setting up residence to dwell there forever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, I like that. See, that sounds better than what you're talking about, pounding and three deep and all that.
I like
that pounding and thrusting.
So, so, you know, for sex or love making with the man and the wife, it's a healing agent.
Right.
As opposed to, you know, you just having sex with your boyfriend or your significant other, whoever.
Right. Instant gratification.
There's more of a soul tie. There's supposed to be a connectedness.
Right.
You get, right. You're supposed to give more of your body, more of yourself, more of your soul to your mate, to your marital spouse.
Right. I totally agree.
That's the difference.
Got it.
Oh, no. I hear you.
Mm-hmm. It's two women on the line right now. I let you get there earlier with the men's is on the show. But now that you know the difference, practice.
Right, because there's more to love than making love, and there is more. And ain't nothing to having sex but having sex.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's, I'm not gonna argue with y'all tonight. You know, I'm gonna let y'all have it.
No, there's no argument. I'm sorry.
It's an art. It's definitely an art.
Yeah, right.
You know, but it also depends on the person that you're with too.
Well, I can say for me personally, I have never been as free with my boyfriends as I have been with my husband. He puts me in a different place of security, of sanctuary. Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, it depends on what kind of woman it is for me to put me in a different place.
Oh,
I got to behave tonight. See what you did, Miss Casino?
That's all I'm doing, shaking my head.
Welcome to the office lounge.
I'm also in the process of putting those books on audio as well.
I was going to ask that question. Did you consider about audio? Because, you know, I was just having this conversation a couple of weeks ago about audio books and how that's becoming very popular. And a lot of people are doing it because a lot of people now are finding it hard to find that time to sit down and read, whether it's a paperback or on a Kindle. So, you know, they like to read on their driving to work or wherever they're going, or, you know, with their headphones in while they're jogging or whatever, you know, people do outside where they need headphones. So it's like, I think that's a great idea. Hezzy doesn't think so. Hezzy thinks that it's lazy.
I'm not giving my viewpoint on it. I think that it's so lazy.
No, you said you thought it was lazy. I don't think it's lazy.
I think it's so lazy.
How?
I try to be very descriptive without giving away too much.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing like a good storyteller as well.
Right.
But you got to have the right voice. You got to have the right people to do it. You got to have the right voice and the right people to do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you don't want Joe Flat up there reading your work.
Right.
People going to be asking for a refund.
Right.
I'm not going to pay more for the audio than I'm going to sell them books.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, if they put you to sleep.
Right.
So my book
you
do
see,
have
that's what you got to be.
You
have to be have a good marketing scheme with that.
Right.
But yeah, but it's a market out there for it.
Okay.
It's a huge market out there for it.
Mhm. And I have some of my customer fans have my book in paperback, they have it on ebook, and they're waiting on audio.
Right. I've had a few people ask me the same thing, was I going to put my books on audio? And I, at the time when I was asked the question, I was like, no, I don't think I'm going to do that. But, you know, in hindsight now, thinking about it, I was thinking about maybe I might put some in audio book. But, you know, like you said, it has to be the right voice. It has to be done right. It can't be done half-assed. It has to be done correctly.
Right. Right.
So, and it is going to be time consuming, but I think that's a great idea.
especially with, like, children's books. I think children's books going on audio is great because kids love to have headphones on. They love to be listening to something. And I think audio books for children are great.
Yeah, I would definitely do my book, children's book and audio book, because I want the sound and a little, you know, the special effects with the F. That would be
right,
awesome.
Right.
Yeah. That's cute with the little special effects. I like that.
When that rock, you know, hits that child upside the head. Right.
You can hear it.
When he moves quickly, you know,
whoosh. The audiobooks are great for children's books. Getting the audiobooks for children's books is the new way of telling your kids a bedtime story at night. Like, put this on.
Yes, it is. Definitely.
And get a nice soothing voice for a bedtime story to put them babies to sleep while you go do what you need to do.
Because I think my second book is an audiobook.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Courtesy of my publisher. He was thebomb.com.
Oh, well, okay.
And, like, for those, like, I'm having a pretty decent day now, but, you know, there were times when I couldn't even help my kid with her homework because my speech was slurred.
Right.
I couldn't even do fluent reading. So that would be nice. You know, it's a lot of us out here with Bells who have issues, and so even sometimes reading print hurts.
Right.
So audio would be nice. For children's books.
Mhm. I think that's a great idea. I don't think I could write a children's book though. But I think that's a good idea for you to put your children's book in audio. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, and my girls. So I have a future. My youngest will co-author this book with me.
Okay.
Yes. And eventually my middle daughter wants me to do like a comic book series.
Listen, you got a whole family full of writers over there.
my mother used to write.
Oh, your mother too?
My mother used to write, my grandmother used to write. So yeah.
Oh yeah. It's definitely in the genes.
Yeah.
Definitely in the genes. Leslie, what you got? You got anything over there you need to ask our guest?
No, I just want you to give where you can find your books, your social media sites, and stuff like that.
So I'm on Instagram. I'm on Instagram. I know this is horrible because I never use them. My Facebook page is Cat Harvin. My social media group on Facebook is KS Harvin. And you can find my books and my blogs on www.ksharvin.com.
Cool bean. Cool bean.
So now that, I was going to ask, you know, if she was going to do any events, but I don't know what this coronavirus is going to do, but I was going to ask, you know, there's some book events that's going
to
be coming up soon.
We about to shut down.
Yeah, I think we're going to shut down. Like, I think it's just,
yeah.
I don't know. But hopefully we can try to get some book events in before they actually shut things down completely. Because it's just like,
they actually shut down one of my award shows that was supposed to be coming up on the 25th of September. And they're only having it in one place, and that is Florida, where everything's open. So I'm kind of really ticked off about that right now. So it's either I go to Jacksonville or I have to sit at home and do the award.
So that already lets you know.
I have one the 11th in High Point. It's Black Expo. It's indoor outdoor vendors. It's looking to be huge. Again, some of the ones that we've had that I've had planned partnering up with other people, they just didn't cancel. People are afraid to come out.
You ain't never tried North Carolina A&T?
Huh?
You ain't never tried North Carolina A&T? They got a new bookstore. You know, I had a book sign in there.
Being an Aggie, I probably should.
Oh, yeah.
You better go ahead, girl.
Come on, let me get a bendy, Dad.
You
should have
been
there,
Dad.
I know.
Listen, she's
going to
get
a little bit. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You got Bennett over there. You got A&T. Then you got the other one right down the street. You better hit all of them now before they shut down.
Yeah, I think I don't know what's going on with that.
And again, so like trying to be safe. I have small children. I lost a loved one from COVID, from the pneumonia or from pneumonia of COVID, or that was
mm-hmm.
So just I hear you, but I have to. Let's see what these numbers do. I'm not even sure about September.
Well, I know I was getting ready to do a college tour right before COVID hit. And then when it hit, they're not letting nobody do college book signing.
Right. And I had some things lined up. And again, you know, it shut us down. So I'm trying to rebuild from last year this year.
Right. So you said are you going to do High Point on the 11th?
Yes. Tentatively, if everything stays a go and they don't shut down the state down before then.
And that's of August?
No, it's in September.
Oh, in September. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. September the 11th.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know, because that is like another month away, and right now those numbers are getting crazy.
Right. Right. I just trust God and stay in my little confinements and wear my mask as I should and wash and sanitize my hands and social distance.
Right. Now, I know that you're kind of fairly new into the business, but what kind of advice would you give people that are trying to become an author right now?
Well, if they shut down the state again, you'll have nothing but time on your hands, so do it. if it's something that you have a knack for, if it's something that you feel you're good at, if you know you have a story to tell, do it. I wish I would have done it sooner. I wish I played it safe, so I went to A&T and got my degree in child development and became a teacher, so like I played it safe, but having to do it all over again, I think I would have started my career 30 years ago. Especially since my husband is so supportive, and that makes a difference. My family is supportive. My girls are. When I was trying to go back to work as a teacher, my girls were like, if it doesn't make you happy anymore, Mommy, don't do it. Write your books, follow your dream. So I am following the dream.
That's great. Anything else you want to tell your listeners?
No, just to, I'm telling you, Blue, Volume 1, Volume 2 are great reads. If you get them, you read them, you won't want to put them down. That's nothing that I heard. That's something I know, because I go back and read my own work and be like, Lord, this is good to me. And to keep following me, man, the best is yet to come.
You heard what she said.
Look for my name.
Repeat your name and your social media again so they can follow you.
KS Harvin is my name. KS Harvin is my Facebook page. Cat
S. Harvin is my Instagram, and you can find me at www.ksharvin.com. I'm my own website.
Okay.
I know that's go, right. Go.
You go.
Oh, yeah. It's been awesome being a one-man army. Very challenging, but
it's rewarding in the end.
Yes. Because I have.
And also, go ahead. Ladies first.
Because I have my girls are looking at me, and I want them to understand that, you know, literally, with God, all things are possible, and you can do anything you put your mind to.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
that is so true.
And so I'm only trying to do, to model for them what I tell them.
Right. Because you're their first teacher.
Absolutely.
You're their first teacher from day one. So they're going to absorb you. So,
right. And
absolutely.
So my middle daughter, she's like, Mom, I try to push hard because you push hard. You know, they see me on my back. And
mm-hmm.
when I've had a good day in the last couple of years. So, you know, they, like I said, they'll tell me, Mom, I push hard because you push hard. So we try not to let anything get us down. If
right.
We have obstacles, of course, like everybody, that we have to overcome. But the most important thing is that we overcome it.
Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to get you further in this career and in this industry too. Your positive thinking, you know, and your fight to push through anything. So anything coming your way in this industry, I have no doubt that you're going to push through.
To God be praised.
And so it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bro.
Definitely. All right. Think we about to shut it down. No, I ain't singing.
No, we want to keep our listeners.
I also am working on an album. I'm in the works of.
Well, why don't you go ahead and sing us a little snippet then? Go ahead. Let me hear something.
Make this mic drip.
Make this mic drip.
Oh gosh. Any requests?
Nope,
no,
it don't matter.
You can do la 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 la.
That is bad.
Okay, here we go. And so we'll say good night.
Oh, love it. She could sing, too.
I want some more. But you know what? Thank you for that piece.
That was a mess. He said he want more. Listen, that was enough for me to know that she got the pipes.
I can hold my own.
Can we just get a little bit more?
Okay. Let me think. Okay. So this is a song that I stand in the bathroom and sing sometimes to encourage myself. If it wasn't for the Lord, what would I do? Tell me what I do. Tell me what would I do if it wasn't for the Lord.
I do. You know, everything to me.
It's Katrina.
Hello?
Miss Katrina. Hey. I got a question for you, Miss Katrina.
Yes.
Well, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yes.
Do you have any of your tracks recorded?
Yes, sir.
I knew that was coming.
I'm about to ask you a serious question right here on the air.
Yes, sir.
Do you have any of your tracks recorded?
And copywritten.
I would like to use one of your tracks for my soundtrack to my movie.
Okay.
I'm being serious.
That's what's up.
I will give you a little I will give you a little
if you tell me what you got, I can do an original piece. Like I said, I'm writing a play and an original song just came to me, so I'm trying to do the play with the original music. We're working on a worship album. I just want a worship album.
Mm-hmm.
But I have some other things.
Well, your song is going to be the last one on the album because I just finished the album tonight. The soundtrack
okay.
is done now.
Okay. Okay.
You just completed my soundtrack.
Well, to God be praised.
Look what happens. Look what goes down on the office line.
And I was not going to say anything about it.
Wow.
I was not going to say anything about that.
Ezzy, I'm gonna give you her information so y'all can connect.
Don't play on my emotions. I got trust issues.
Listen,
and I want you. I'm serious.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to show you the movie trailer too, and let you get a glimpse of it and take a look at it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at
and
that.
The movie's ready, y'all. Everybody, the movie's ready. It's 35 minutes long. It is awesome, and it looks good. I can't give out no more information.
You got a release date?
Not yet. It's about another month or two. We still in these awards festivals and things like that, promoting and marketing.
Okay.
That's what's up. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'm going to get there one day. I'm on my way. Look for my name and light.
I know that's right. It's coming.
Well, you're on the soundtrack now, so I like that.
That's
what's
up.
I don't want to limit God in anything. So wherever he puts my, Lord, that he increased my territory, he enlarges my territory.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I felt that I feel that I got an equal amount of men on the soundtrack and an equal amount of women. Let's even it off.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to be a part.
I'm over here grinning. I'm happy.
I know, because like, I bet you that's
I know. We
got to
close this. We got to close this show because the first lady said it's 1 minute to show time shut down.
Oh, it sure is. Look what happened. Time flies. He had his fun.
Yes.
Over already.
So, I know.
I have really enjoyed
you
guys tonight. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
And I want to thank my co-host for tonight, the CEO and the First Lady, Drip the Mic. Everybody that tuned into the show, oh, man, it was a great show. Call in, 646-378-0355. Hey, co-host, you remember this call-in number yet?
Yes, I remember it. Thank you kindly. We had to put my business out there. You always bring up old shit. you know, don't make no sense. I was, you know, you got to close out with that, right?
I love her, y'all. She's the best. She's the best.
I love you more.
You guys made a great thing, guys.
Love and light.
Yeah, everybody have a great night.
You as well. Thank you guys so much.
My head high, I got my wings carrying me. I don't know freedom. I want my dreams to rescue me. I keep my faith strong. I ask the Lord to follow me. I've been unfaithful. I don't know why you call on me. This is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it, baby. Oh, I think this is my canvas. I'ma paint it how I want it. What you think? Cause there is no right or wrong, only a song. I like